January 6th, 2022, the Feast of the Epiphany. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, when you arise in the morning, place in your heart a special intention. That way all your prayers and sacrifices throughout the day will settle on that one intention. You will not have to recall it at every opportunity. Surrender this petition to my divine will at the beginning of each day. Accept my will, for in your acceptance is your surrender. This way you will find joy in prayer and sacrifice. Believe in my intervention, which is one with my will. Sometimes my will is your acceptance of a cross. This alone is a great grace. I wish to walk with you during each moment of every day, matching step for step, understanding your challenges and comforting you in times of trial and doubt. Allow me to do so by desiring it." A note is given to read Psalm 4, 1 through 3. "Answer me when I call, O God of my right. You have given me room when I was in distress. Be gracious to me, and hear my prayer, O sons of men. How long will you be dull of heart? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him." Another note is given to read Psalm 8, 3 through 9. "When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have established, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him little less than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the sea." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.